Howdy folks, welcome to the Ronin Rabbit, a Usagi Yojimbo fan podcast. I'm your host, Ed Moore, and I will be spoiling books. Feedback can be tweeted or blue-skied at Teal Productions, T-E-A-L, like the color. Usagi Yojimbo fan page on Facebook is where I post on Facebook. BigTimeNoise.com/RoninRabbit, the overall website, and usagipodcast@gmail.com, the email address. I'm looking at Usagi Yojimbo, Volume 3, Issue Number 65 from Dark Horse Comics. Mike's Amazing World indicates to me that this was out on March 26, 2003, and the story is entitled Usagi and the Tengu. The cover, we have a young Usagi wielding a sword. In front of him, littered on the ground and stuck in the ground, are several other swords. He is facing a Tengu, holding a sword minus one hand. He's got a hook in his left hand. And behind and over to the side of the Tengu is another mythical creature of some sort. It looks like a giant snake, but he's got two really funky-looking arms and hands where that would be appropriate for shoulders and whatnot. I'm not sure what that is. Another yokai? Maybe, or a type of Tengu. I don't think it's a type of Tengu, so I'll go with a yokai. Inside front cover, we're told this is created and written and illustrated by Stan Sakai. The front cover colors are by Tom Luth, and the back color covers by Jason Vam. Story itself, we see that Usagi and Jotaro are sparring, both of them wielding the wooden swords. Well, actually, I think Jotaro has a wooden sword. I suspect Usagi just has a couple sticks, because after they get done sparring back and forth and talking some trash and Jotaro showing how good he really is, he says something, and in his excitement to explain why that's not a good idea, Usagi just drops the quote-unquote practice swords he was using and walks over to pick up and put in his sash his real swords, his metal swords. What gets Usagi so excited is that Jotaro says that he thinks he's good enough to challenge the Tengu of the Western Mountain. Usagi's been there before, we know of once, but the once that we know of is the second time. This is the elucidation of the first time that Usagi ever met the Tengu. And he definitely does not want Jotaro falling victim to what he almost did. So they sit down and we go back in time to that's my back in time sound, in case you didn't know, to when Usagi was just a youngster learning under the tutelage of Katsuichi. They were sparring. Finally, Katsuichi called an end to it. He's tired and sent Usagi down to the stream to fetch some water. Usagi's not hip on that. He wants to become the greatest swordsman. So all he wants to do is fight. All he can think about is the sword. Any other aspects of being samurai just does not really appeal to him at this particular age. Fortunately, as we have seen, his attitude has changed over the years. So he's at the stream and he has to decide right here, right now. Am I going to go challenge the Tengu, or am I going to take this water up to Katsuichi sensei? Boom. Decision made, he runs off, drops the bucket. We see him fighting his way through the path that leads up the mountain. He says it's so grown over, it doesn't look like it's been used in 5 years or more. So, I don't know, is that supposed to give us a rough idea of when Katsuichi was last up here? Spoilers, because we find out he was. I think Katsuichi is the one that took Tengu's hand, actually. Finally, Jotaro gets up here. We do see a couple weird other critters up here. One panel has a Tokagi here. He's not too weird. But there's another ground creature here. Ultimately, Jotaro finds the hut for the Tengu, knocks on it reluctantly, and is about to leave when the Tengu answers. So, Usagi-chan, we meet at last. I knew you'd seek me out someday, but you've come sooner than I expected. And Usagi says, you know me? Well, the winds carry the news of Katsuichi's student. The birds sing of the skill of your skill with the boken, but not with a blade. Steel is the ultimate test of a samurai's skill. That is why I need to learn with a real sword. The swordsmanship of the Tengu is legendary. We even taught Yusitsune, the greatest of your heroes, have you come for a lesson? Will you teach me? I will, but the lesson will have to be paid for. Paid for? How? Defeat me in a duel and I'll reveal all my secrets. And if I lose, and I'll take your hand. My hand? Yes. That is a high price to pay, but the rewards are equally great. Perhaps too great for a third-rate swordsman like you. What? I'll show you I'm no third-rate swordsman. I accept. Good. There's nothing a Tengu respects more than bravery. I have an abundance of swords, trophies from samurai who would challenge me as you did. Choose one that has a keen edge. Usagi picks one up. This one, I think. You have a good eye. That's a superior blade. Now get some rest. We'll duel at first light. And as soon as the sun is up, they are dueling. The Tengu is very forgiving. I would think a duel is almost always, well, particularly the way that it's illustrated by the samurai. Dueling is just a one-off maneuver kind of thing, and you're on or off, and that's it. But here, the Tengu lets Usagi come at him and bounce around and whatnot. He disarms Usagi. Usagi picks up his sword. He disarms him again. He picks up his sword. He disarms him again, you know, back and forth. Plenty of tang, tang, tang as the swords are parried. Finally, Usagi's been knocked down, and the Tengu is about to deliver the blow that removes Usagi's hand when we hear see stop from off panel. And turning, it's Katsuichi, who has followed Usagi finally after he didn't arrive with the water. So it's taken him, half a day or two-thirds of a day over 2 days, right? Over one night. So he's here and he's talking to the Tengu. They're bartering back and forth about what it'll take to get Usagi off the hook, until finally Katsuichi just basically says, I'll take your place. And the Tengu doesn't want that, but then Katsuichi kind of shames the Tengu about taking advantage of young Usagi and knowing, baiting him. You know, it was too easy. It's not a fair test for the Tengu. Until finally the Tengu is shamed and says, okay, you can take his place. Katsuichi dismisses Usagi, tells him to go home. And Katsuichi and the Tengu start their duel. Well, Usagi runs, and then he does the big U-turn and comes back because he wants to see this fight. So now these two gentlemen are, well, I use that, I guess, loosely, considering I'm talking one of them is a Tengu. They're much more evenly matched. And you can see that in the way that the two are fighting. They're closer together. They're not as widely spaced when they evade each other and everything. Everything is much closer quarters than what it was between Usagi and the Tengu previously. Finally, using his hook on his left hand, there is not a hand for the Tengu. It's a hook, like the old Captain Hook or the fisherman, Aquaman's hook in DC Comics, you know, that kind of looking thing. But he disarms Katsuichi using that, which I don't know how he grasps the sword with it. He just kind of hooks it and pulls it out of his hand rather than resting or ripping it out of his hand. I don't know. But needless to say, Katsuichi loses his sword and he is at the Tengu's mercy. And Usagi jumps back in. Now they go back and forth about he can't kill him. And then the Tengu, in releasing Usagi from his promise and agreeing to duel Katsuichi, he said that Usagi would be safe, that no harm would come to him. So Usagi jumps between them, knowing that the Tengu had made this promise. Kind of caught, there's a stare down and a banter down between the Tengu and Usagi, until finally the Tengu relents, laughing, belly laughing. You are rash and headstrong, young warrior, but you also have audacity. If there's one thing a Tengu respects, it's bravery. You may both leave, but listen well. I will not be so magnanimous should you return. Do you understand me, Katsuichi? I understand. Forgive our intrusion, as he bows slightly. Tengu laughs. As they're leaving, he offers up, my offer still stands, young Usagi. Defeat me, and I will reveal my secrets. Of course, should you lose your hand, it will be mine. He still has my boken, sensei, as they're walking away. And Katsuichi says, forget it. Yes, sir. Now, the rest of the scene between Katsuichi and Usagi is one whereby Usagi understands his lesson. He understands what he should have learned, what the moral of this story is, quote unquote, and is asking Katsuichi for forgiveness, and it's poo-pooed by Katsuichi. He just tells him that you're young, and you will be punished, but not right now. Basically, give me time. I need to come up with something good. Back and forth, and just, I don't know. There's nothing really significant in the final two pages of that portion of the story. And then we do back to real time, and Usagi's talking to Jitaro, and as they pack up from their sparring practice and get ready to journey on, Usagi lets loose that he has met the Tengu twice. And so now all of a sudden Jitaro wants to hear the second story as well, but Usagi refuses to tell that. And I believe I recently spoke of that story, Usagi's second visit to the Tengu, in talking about Volume 4, early on in Volume 4, I believe, if I recall. Back cover is a full-color drawing of Katsuichi and young Usagi standing there, both resolute, looking fierce at you as you look at the cover. So our dramatis personae include, I think they are limited to, this is pretty much everybody that was in the story. Miyamoto Usagi, both current and young, Jitaro and Katsuichi, and then the Tengu represents the antagonist. As far as terminology, we are defined the word Tengu, which Mr. Sakai tells us is a mountain goblin. We're also offered the term sensei and samurai, Boken. Boken was also offered and defined as a practice sword. So Tengu, sensei, Boken, and samurai. A couple we've seen a lot of, a couple get dropped every now and then. I know I've used the word Boken on and off too. Hopefully it was appropriately used. All right, that is it for this episode. Next time out, I will be looking and talking of Usagi Yojimbo Volume 4, Issue Number 23 from IDW. Talk to you guys then. Ciao.